Well, today with this being one of, as I mentioned, the most ancient of festivals of the church, I thought it would be appropriate to share with you for the sermon this evening something also ancient. It's tradition on either Easter or the Easter Vigil in the church at times to read the sermon of St. John Chrysostom. Now, St. John Chrysostom is one of the early fathers of the church, one of the Greek fathers of the church. And many of us know St. John Chrysostom from the prayer that's attributed to him that we read often in morning prayer. It's the where two or three are gathered, may your will be done, or whatever it is. I can't remember it right now. Sorry. It's Holy Week. I'm a little busy. But he wrote there's a sermon attributed to him, which is, you know, somewhere around, I would say probably around 1500 years old at this point. And it's such a beautiful sermon because it's short and concise, which is good for Easter Vigil, but it just encompasses the joy of this moment. This moment when, as Joey so beautifully chanted in the Exultet, when earth and heaven have come together. And so I'll share with you now the Easter message of St. John Chrysostom. Are there any who are devout lovers of God? Let them enjoy this beautiful, bright festival. Are there any who are grateful servants? Let them rejoice and enter into the joy of their Lord. Are there any weary with fastings? Let them now receive their wages. If any have toiled from the first hour, let them receive their due reward. If any have come after the third hour, let him with gratitude join in the feast. And he that arrived after the sixth hour, let him not doubt, for he too shall sustain no loss. And if any delayed until the ninth hour, let him not hesitate, but let him come too. And he who arrived only at the 11th hour, let him not be afraid by reason of his delay. For the Lord is gracious and receives the last even as the first. He gives rest to him that comes at the 11th hour, as well as to him that toiled from the first. To this one he gives, and upon another he bestows. He accepts the works as he greets the endeavor. The deed he honors and the intention he commends. Let us all enter into the joy of the Lord. First and last alike, receive your reward. Rich and poor, rejoice together. Sober and slothful, celebrate the day. You that have kept the fast, and you that have not, rejoice today, for the table is richly laden. Feast royally on it. The calf is a fatted one. Let no one go away hungry. Partake all of the cup of faith. Enjoy the riches of his goodness. Let no one grieve at his poverty, for the universal kingdom has been revealed. Let no one mourn that he has fallen again and again, for forgiveness has risen from the grave. Let no one fear death, for the death of our Savior has set us free. He has destroyed it by enduring it. He destroyed hell when he descended into it. He put it into an uproar, even as it tasted of his flesh. Isaiah foretold this when he said, "You, O hell, have been troubled by encountering him below." Hell was in an uproar because it was done away with. It was in an uproar because it is mocked. It was in an uproar, for it is destroyed. It is in an uproar, for it is annihilated. It is in an uproar, for it is now made captive. Hell took a body and discovered God. It took earth and encountered heaven. It took what it saw and was overcome by what it did not see. O death, where is thy sting? O hell, where is thy victory? Christ is risen, and you, O death, are annihilated. Christ is risen, and the evil ones are cast down. Christ is risen, and the angels rejoice. Christ is risen, and life is liberated. Christ is risen, and the tomb is emptied of its dead. For Christ, having risen from the dead, is become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen.